If he recognizes the first luminosity, he will be liberated. But if it is feared that he has not recognized the first luminosity, then what is called the second luminosity will shine. And that comes when a little more than the time taken to eat a meal has passed after the respiration has ceased. According to good or bad karma, the prana escapes into the right or left nadi and comes out through the apertures of the body, and the consciousness suddenly becomes clear. To say that this lasts for the time taken to eat a meal depends on whether he is sensitive or insensitive, and on whether or not he has practiced. Then his consciousness emerges, and he does not know whether he is dead or not. He will see his relatives gathered there, just as before, and hear their cries. During this time, when the violent, confused projections of karma have not yet appeared, and the terrors of the lords of death have not yet come, the instructions should be given. Here there is a distinction between the perfection stage and the generation stage. If he was working on the perfection stage, one should call his name 3 times and repeat the instructions given above for showing the luminosity. If he was working on the generation stage, one should read aloud the sadhana and description of his yidam, and remind him with these words, O child of noble family, meditate on your yidam and do not be distracted. Concentrate intensely on your yidam. Visualize him as an appearance without substance of his own, like the moon in water. Do not visualize him as having a solid form. If he is an ordinary person, one should show him by saying, Meditate on the Lord of Great Compassion. There is no doubt that those who have not recognized the bardo will grasp it by being shown in this way. But those who were not adept in meditation, even if they were shown by their guru while they were still alive, will not be able to clarify the bardo state by themselves, so that their guru or dharma brother or sister must make it clear. And it is necessary for someone to instruct those who cannot remember during the bardo of the moment before death because they were confused by serious illness, even though they were adept in meditation. It is also extremely necessary for those who, although they were formerly adept in meditation on this path, may enter into lower existences because they have broken the precepts or because their samaya practice has degenerated. It is best if he understands during the first bardo, but if he has not understood, his insight is awakened by the reminder in the second bardo, and he will be liberated. During the second bardo, his consciousness, which did not know whether he was dead or not, suddenly becomes clear. This is called the pure illusory body. If he understands the teaching at this time, the mother and son dharmatas meet, and he is no longer dominated by karma. Just as the light of the sun overcomes darkness, so the power of karma is overcome by the luminosity of the path, and liberation is attained. This, which is called the second bardo, flashes before the mental body, and the consciousness is able to hear again just as before. If this instruction is understood at this time, its purpose is fulfilled. And since the confused projections of karma have not yet appeared, he is able to direct himself anywhere.